holding fast, Evelyn looked down and almost swooned. Rattlesnakes were wrapped around both front legs and one of the back legs. She saw heads whip and fangs sink in. A terrible certainty gripped her. The horse veered and another pool barred their way. Without slowing, the sorrel barreled into it. It proved to be the deepest pool yet. The water rose as high as the sorrel's belly. It roiled, and not from the sorrel. Rattlesnakes were everywhere, writhing and twisting. Many attacked the intruder. Evelyn couldn't help herself. She screamed. The sorrel slowed. It staggered. Head low, it lurched towards solid ground.
"You can do it," Evelyn coaxed. "Just a little farther."
She glanced at the Nansusqua Lodge, so distant it might as well be on the moon.
"Oh, Dega," she said.
The sorrel stumbled. A rattlesnake arced at Evelyn's left leg, and she jerked her leg clear. The snake missed and fell back. All she could do was hold on and pray as the sorrel grew weaker and weaker. The last few feet, the horse could barely stand. Evelyn exhaled in relief when it was clear of the water and kicked to get it to trot. Instead, the sorrel gave a last whinny and pitched onto its side. Evelyn tried to push clear, but she wasn't fast enough. She uttered a cry of her own as the sorrel crashed down. For a few seconds, she lay paralyzed with pain and fright. Then she turned her head toward the pool. A rattler was slithering toward her.